plans for the Summer of Justice include prayer services, rallies, and a march in downtown Wichita, all with the purpose of stopping abortions. The events are organized by Operation Save America, a Texas-based group that opposes abortion. Wichita's Word of Life Church is hosting the group here. Rob Rotola is senior pastor at the church.
They had reached out to me and several others in the community and said, "What do you think about us coming?" We thought it was a great idea and invited them.
Operation Save America's decision to come to Wichita was intentional, as it was in 1991 when the Summer of Mercy was held here. The protesters at that time, led by Operation Rescue, organized demonstrations against several doctors who performed late-term abortions. In Wichita, that was Dr. George Tiller. A decade later, the Summer of Mercy II also focused primarily on Tiller's clinic. Years later, Dr. Tiller was shot and killed by Scott Roeder, a man who claimed that he was saving babies by his action. In 2013, Tiller's former clinic was reopened by Julie Burkhart, and Southwind Women's Center today offers abortion services at the site. Now, Pastor Rob Rotola says Wichita's Word of Life Church and several other partners with Operation Save America are working to make this Summer of Justice effective.
It's not just people from out of town. I mean, there'll be a lot of people locally and people from out of town as well.
He says people from hundreds of other local churches are planning to attend various events throughout the week.
I mean, we're just a drop in the bucket as to what the plan is for the week. It's not really our church doing this. We're just hosting the rallies and accommodating it so it goes better and farther and has more accomplishment.
That accomplishment, according to Rotola, is to shed light on the fact that there are two locations in Wichita that currently offer abortive services.
One is the Southwind Clinic on East Kellogg, and the other is Planned Parenthood, who's doing chemical abortions. And the goal of the week is to expose that and to hopefully stop it.
Rotola says all of the scheduled activities are lawful.
And these are some of the salt-of-the-earth type people that'll be participating, and that'll be proven and evidenced as the week goes on. You have physicians, you have nurses, you have grandmas with Bibles and moms pushing their strollers.
Pastor Rotola spent 4 months helping to plan for the Summer of Justice and has been in close communication with local law enforcement. He says that while there will be a police presence, he expects the week to be peaceful.
We ask people to be Christ-like, to be prayerful, stay principled, keep the focus on the babies, that we're here to defend innocent human life. So the police will help keep things accountable, and we certainly help keep our own people accountable. And if people on the other side of the aisle come out and counter-protest, if that occurs, we hope that they express their First Amendment rights and that they behave as well. But there'll be police presence.
For KMUW News, I'm Abigail Wilson.
And I'm Sean Sandifer. Area law enforcement departments are also preparing for the Summer of Justice protests. According to officials with the Wichita Police Department, every officer is on call, and a special platoon of more than 100 will be assigned to cover the protests. The officers were required to go through training and have been instructed to help facilitate a peaceful environment. The Wichita Police Department has reached out to both Southwind Women's Center and the organizers of Summer of Justice about how the protests would be handled. The entrances to Southwind Women's Center will be protected by a federal law known as the FACE Act, which was passed in 1994. The law made it illegal to injure, intimidate, or interfere with anyone attempting to enter a reproductive health facility. Dave Mattingly, a captain in the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department, says they're prepared to respond if the Wichita Police Department needs help. He says staff at the county jail have been notified.
The detention staff has been briefed. They are aware that the potential is there that higher than normal numbers of persons could be brought into the jail, and we're adequately prepared for that.
There is also state and federal law enforcement agencies prepared to help handle next week's protests.